This hour's newscast is sponsored by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Member FDIC, North Star Bank. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Dina Bruderek. Just because Huron County is a rural community with numerous farms doesn't mean area children understand what agriculture is all about. To help with that, there is a special program that was developed to explain and showcase segments of rural life to area youths. The 24th Annual Rural Education Day, otherwise known as the RED program, is hosted each September. The Huron County Board of Commissioners approved the use of the Huron County Fairgrounds and the use of the Expo Building and the Big Arena from September 5th through September 10th. Project RED was started in 1997. About 50 to 66% of youths had experienced agriculture hands-on while helping out around their parents' farm or visiting the farms of relatives. It is estimated today that only between 15 and 25% of youths have hands-on agricultural experience. Youth who attend will have an opportunity to check out a wide variety of farm equipment. There will be educational presentations as well. The reason for the special program is for youths to understand and to become familiar with where their food comes from and to understand what life on a farm is like. The program is hosted by the Huron County Farm Bureau and the Huron Community Fairgrounds in Bad Axe. And residents of Port Austin are advised to mark their calendars as the township gears up for its annual hydrant flushing scheduled for this week, May 6th to the 10th. This routine maintenance operation is essential for ensuring the proper functionality of the water distribution system and maintaining water quality throughout the area. Hydrant flushing involves the systematic opening of fire hydrants to release any accumulated sediments and minerals from the water mains. While this process may temporarily cause discoloration or cloudiness in the water, it is crucial for preserving water clarity and purity. It is recommended to avoid doing a laundry during the flushing hours to prevent potential staining from discolored water. Additionally, residents are advised to run cold taps for a few minutes following the completion of flushing to clear any residual sediment from their plumbing systems. And the Tuscola County Animal Shelter issued an announcement because a dog at the shelter tested positive for a parvovirus, so the facility is temporarily closed. The shelter in Carroll will remain closed to the public until Monday, May 13th. Those whose pet has been at the animal shelter in the last 2 weeks are strongly advised to make sure your dog's parvovirus vaccine is up to date and that you monitor their health closely for the few weeks to come. The shelter staff is taking every precaution necessary to ensure that the virus is eradicated before it spreads throughout the shelter. Again, there was only one dog that tested positive, but they are taking those precautions. If you need to speak to an animal control officer regarding an animal complaint, you can call the shelter or Tuscola County Central Dispatch through May 13th. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
A successful harvest begins with spring planting, and financing needs for spring planting begins at North Star Bank. Who you bank with matters, and North Star Bank has agricultural loan officers to help you with all your farm financing needs. Decisions are made locally, and they follow market conditions, changes, and developments that affect the industry. North Star Bank offers flexible terms and fixed rate financing so you can have a successful harvest.
This is Aaron Meinhold, Ag Lender at North Star Bank. We offer financing terms that make sense for your specific needs. Contact any of North Star Bank's Ag Loan Officers to get your spring planting needs in line. Let's start a customized program that works for you.
Who you bank with matters. With North Star Bank's experienced ag team and streamlined ag lending process, you can prepare for planting season by developing your spring financing. North Star Bank's agricultural loan officers will work closely with you to meet the needs of your agribusiness. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The Avonda March, a 39-year-old, stands accused of first-degree arson for allegedly igniting a fire at Sunridge Apartments as an act of retaliation against her boyfriend. The incident occurred when March purportedly set fire to her boyfriend's clothing inside an apartment unit. This resulted in flames spreading and causing damage to two buildings within the complex. Despite the potential risks posed by the fire, fortunately, no injuries were reported among the residents. March's arrest was swiftly made by the Flint Township Police Department following the incident, and she subsequently appeared in court on Monday for arraignment proceedings. The case highlights the serious consequences that can arise from deputies escalating into criminal actions, affecting not only the individuals involved, but the wider community impacted by such events. And police have arrested nearly 2,200 people during pro-Palestinian protests at college campuses across the United States in recent weeks. They have sometimes used riot gear, tactical vehicles, and flashbang devices to clear tent encampments in occupied buildings. At Columbia University, one officer accidentally discharged his gun inside an administration building while clearing out protesters camped inside. That's according to the New York Police Department. No one was injured by the officer's action. A tally by the Associated Press recorded at least 56 incidences of arrests at 43 different U.S. colleges or universities since April 18th, stemming from recent campus protests over the Israel-Hamas war. And the United Nations Humanitarian Aid Agency says hundreds of thousands of people would be at imminent risk of death if Israel carries out a military assault in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The city has become critical for humanitarian aid and is highly concentrated with displaced Palestinians. Leaders internationally have urged Israeli Prime Minister to be cautious about any incursion into Rafah. Overnight, seven people, including children, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the city. The war has killed over 34,000 Palestinians in Gaza, driven around 80% of the population of 2.3 million from their homes. In the U.S., students have been protesting for universities to separate themselves from any companies that are advancing Israel's military efforts in Gaza. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's newscast is sponsored by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Member FDIC, North Star Bank.